In today's episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer entitled Revelations, we learn that even after a 2-month hiatus, Xander still manages to be the worst. I'm Anissa.
I'm Tavia.
And I'm James.
And this is
What the Hell Mouth.
Like we said, guys, this is What the Hell Mouth. And you know, I gotta ask, James, Anissa, how were your months?
Ooh, guys, you heard me.
We don't
me,
have a lot of time.
Oh, yeah. You guys don't know this. Listeners probably know it. It seems like I'm way too loud, but I'm not. Maybe my headphones just are. Came to the revelation, which everyone, listeners included, were
the
like,
revelations.
Yeah. They were like, yeah, James, we absolutely knew this already, that I do wish I were born female. Don't know what I'm doing with that information.
It's so exciting for you.
And,
or I mean, I guess not, I guess. Maybe it's difficult.
But it's to, like, I know, or at least right now, I'm like, well, because I don't think my frame would look great as a lady, I don't think I would transition, but I stopped having those ghost nightmares after, like, I said that. Also, this will have to be bleeped out because I bleep it out. I realized that I wasn't just, these weren't just dreams, and that those two things together, saying those out loud to Nicole, dreams stopped, those nightmare dreams.
Oh. It's a bittersweet.
I mean, like, I want to say, like, congratulations almost.
Because, yeah, I was like, now I want to take back my, this is so exciting for you.
Oh,
yeah.
No. Like, the first thing, yes, but the second thing, don't reference because I'll just have to keep bleeping it out.
No, I understand.
I mean, I love
totally.
A good bleep, but that doesn't seem like a joke.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, I'm happy for you in that, like, you're coming to these
so
revelations, which is apparently going to be the phrase of this episode.
Ooh, exciting.
And that, like, it's definitely a growing moment. I think that with dreams and stuff like that, I've always been super into dream interpretation. And, like, I think that there are a lot of things that maybe you're not addressing in the past or in your, like, day-to-day life that does come out in dreams.
Mm-hmm.
So that you were able to, like, have these dreams and finally, like, come to terms with something, I think is very, like, that's a cause for celebration. So congrats, James.
Congratulations.
Yeah. You,
I'm proud of you.
TC keeps moving the microphone.
Maybe you notice.
I hear it. I can hear the microphone.
It was so high. Like, it was so high.
That's
that
still
point.
Good. That's still good.
Because it was way too high. Like, it was at my forehead.
I think you...
You're slouching
sorry, yeah,
also,
I compress.
Though.
Sorry.
Yeah.
My spine hurts because I sit at a computer all day.
Ooh.
In bed because I never leave my house for work.
How have your guys' months been?
Let's see. What's happened? Have I done anything interesting? Have I done anything interesting? I broke up with my therapist.
Oh, that's big.
Yeah, that is big.
He just wasn't... Like, we kept kind of going over the same things. And it got to a point where, like, I was going through a really, really bad patch back in September. And I was like, you know, I kind of want to kill myself. And he was like, you know what your outlet should be? And I went to him and I was like, you know, can we, like, make a plan? And he was like, how about the plan is just keep talking? And I was like, I'm going to kill myself. So I think maybe, like, I didn't find, like, an additional therapist. But I was like, I mean, if worse comes to worse, I guess kill myself. Like, I mean, at least it won't be like... Like, I just did this, like, there's no point in going to a therapist and my therapist be like, what if we just keep, you know, shooting the shit, brother? Like, I was like, you know, not really helping, but thank you.
I feel like I navigated a lot of crises in the last couple of months.
Yeah.
Like, I had a very serious medical emergency. I just got LASIK yesterday. So, like, that was my sort of treat to myself. I decided after 20 years of glasses, I was like, enough is enough. Going into 2020 with 20 vision, and it happened really
2020
fast.
2020 with 2020.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was my goal. And I was just like, it happened really fast and things sort of fell in line for me.
Would you say after your medical emergency, you had a revelation that you no longer wanted to have? Kind of seemed like you had like 110 vision.
Yeah, my vision was, when I was in there yesterday, he's like, wow, you have actually very bad vision, but very good correctable vision. So that's good. And I was like, but you started with bad. So I'm not really sure what you mean. But I think being as sick as I was and like the reality of like there was a point in time where the doctors were like, you could die. If we don't figure out how to fix this as quickly as possible, and it just so happened that my body reacted really well to the medications and stuff, and that I was like, okay, well, I'm just not going to be afraid, because I've been super scared of getting LASIK because I've wanted to do it for a few years. But then I was like, what if it's some Final Destination shit, you know? Yeah. And then and I like die anyway. But I was like, no, I'm not going to be afraid. I'm going to do what I want to do. So I did it. And it was exactly what I imagine when people are abducted by aliens are like where you can see like different lights and you can see people moving and you hear a lot of stuff going on. And they had me so high on Valium that like I couldn't react to anything. And I was just like, damn, that's weird. I can see that thing rubbing over my eyeball and I can't feel it.
Terrible.
But it was totally worth it to like go to sleep. And I woke up today and I went to the bathroom like, and I didn't have to stumble for glasses or contacts, and I could like see. And I was like, oh my God, this is so cool. So I'm really excited, and I'm trying to manifest good things in my life, especially money. So if the universe is listening, I need some cash. But yeah, so I've decided that over the last 2 months, they've been really fucking rough, and I refuse to let any more months be that bad.
We saw the Jonas Brothers.
And we saw the Jonas Brothers. And Nick Jonas was really mean to somebody.
He was really
in the
mean. Like, there's a portion where, like, they're doing a medley of older songs, none of which Anissa knew. Like, they did,
Yeah, I didn't know any of that shit. Except for Burning Up.
Gotta Find You. And I, like, it caught me by surprise so much that, like, we were standing there and I was like, oh my God. And I grabbed Anissa's jacket and I was shaking her back and forth. She's just, like, moving away and close and away and close. And she's just, like, staring into my eyes. And I was like, it's Gotta Find You. And she's like, what the fuck? And I was like, from Camp Rock. And she was like, okay. And I was like,
I've never seen Camp Rock.
Ugh, it was great.
Not but one. Are there more than one?
There are two of them.
Yeah, I didn't see them.
I've seen both several times. The second one wasn't as good. And also, like, sometimes I think about Camp Rock 2 and I get secondhand embarrassment. Have you seen Camp Rock 2?
Yeah.
Do you know the scene where Camp Rock is marching over to Camp Star and they're, like, stomping the yard and they're like, Camp Rock. It's so embarrassing. But I remember being like 14, like, that shit crazy, bro. That shit go hard. And it's really bad. But there's a portion of the concert where they were in Chicago in September. We went and we saw them. And first of all, Bebe Rexha was like the opener. And she...
Don't come for my girl, Bebe.
Like, you couldn't really tell when she was lip syncing and when she wasn't. But like not in a good way.
Yeah.
And then like there's a... like. I don't know if you've ever heard Hey Mama with like Nicki Minaj and Bebe Rexha and Afro Man. The Be My Woman, Can I Be a
That
man?
Is those features, those three people is bonkers that they're on the same song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like she did banger, that. And there's a part where it's like, she's like, hey, mama, mama, hey, mama, mama. And then it's like, and she's like, hey, mama, mama. I was like, well, I'm going to go get a drink because I don't want, like, she just wasn't. And then a lot
Stop.
Of like the.
She tried her best.
Like what she did, like her, like the stuff that was playing on the screen, like instead of it being her, it was like she had recorded herself, like modeling different outfits. And
you know,
they were
in
all
Macy's
very
commercial?
Like JCPenney-esque. And like she's like posing and she's like, here's me in my shawl. Here's me in a peak. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? What does this have to do with the music?
Back, like her leather jacket.
Yeah,
shit.
It was weird as hell. But the Jonas Brothers, there's a portion where they're like taking requests and one girl requests some song that I don't even remember and I don't know what the fuck it was. And Nick Jonas was like, why do you want to hear it so bad? And I guess it's loud in there, of course, because it's a concert. And she didn't hear him. He went, I said, why do you want to hear that so bad? And I was like, you're mean. It was just so rude. Like, really made me look at him differently.
He bullied that girl. Like, if I would have been that girl in the audience, I'd have been like, I would like to go home now.
I'd be like, I don't want to hear it anymore. Then they went to some, like, little-ass, like, three-year-old.
And it was for her mom.
Yeah,
right?
Like, she was like, my mom loves this song. And I was like, is your mom, like, our age and you're, like, six or some shit? Because how the fuck?
That can happen.
I guess a 23-year-old could have a six-year-old. Also, not 23, 24, 23, 22, 21, 20, 19, 18. 18.
Yeah, you could all be our age.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
And still love
not
Jonas.
Not disgusting to have a baby at 18. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying having a child is disgusting.
Yeah, my friend's got a 10-year-old.
Horrible.
And I was like, holy shit.
I hate to have a child.
I have a friend who has like a 13-year-old.
That's nuts. I can't imagine if I would have...
10?
No.
Had a baby.
Are they
baby.
The father or the mother?
No,
the
they're like 29.
Oh, you guys are 29. I'm so sorry. I forgot.
If I would have had the first pregnancy scare that I ever had, if I would have had that baby, I would have a 9-year-old.
Yeah.
We would not have dated. I was not one of those lesbians.
Yeah, yeah.
Women with kids are just not like...
I've asked the Hit It and Critic guys. I was like, wouldn't it be weird if I just had a kid? And they'd be like, yeah, James, that would be very weird if you had a kid. We probably wouldn't
have been friends. I don't think I have any friends with kids. Like, that's just not like... I mean, the closest I kind of is like, Anissa's got a little sister. I'm like, sometimes it's kind of like she's your kid. Like, she's in our house, and I'm like, you eat snacks? Do you eat yet?
What do you do?
Do you need, a high chair, or...
And Issa's such a chill kid. Like,
she
Issa's
also
very
only eats,
low
like, three things, so it's not really, like... Like, we go anywhere, and she's like, do they have butter noodles? It's like, well, I mean, we're at McDonald's. They do not.
Butter noodles,
and then she's like,
fries, that's fine,
I don't have fries. And I'm like, cool. Probably most 10... Oh, man, I remember when my cousin was little. He was always so fucking picky, and he had a tail, and I hated him. I hated him when he had that tail, because we'd be eating. He'd be like, Grandma, my tail fell off of my oatmeal. And you were lying, Christian. You were a liar. And I bring it up a lot, like, with my family, but it's just he was lying.
Did he get that tail surgically removed, or did he just grow out of a tail?
It was a braid. Like the hairstyle.
You know that all this time, I've been thinking that he's had a real fucking tail.
I knew what TC was saying. Yeah. Because that may, why a tail isn't, because if a tail falls off.
Shallow fucking how?
Tail falls off into the oatmeal. That means he was like
standing over it, like pooping into it or something.
I thought he was like fucking around. You know, like kids say anything. I genuinely this whole time have thought that your cousin had like a genetic deformity and you were making fun of
him. No, he had like that little high top fit, but it was like the late 90s, early 2000s.
Oh,
so that
goodness.
Was like stylish. It was just annoying because everything always, Grandma, I think it fell.
I'm
then
sorry,
dig it out.
Christian.
Dig it out if it fell. But
wait,
everybody's
like,
looking at it. So.
Fell off or just like dropped in?
Like he was just convinced that it also, I want to be clear, I don't remember a lot of my childhood. So this may have been one instance. However, he would just, like we were eating something. He was like, Grandma, my tail fell off in my food. And we were like, no, it didn't, Christian. It's right there. And he was like, no, I know it fell off. Like a bitch. And also one time he and I got into it, like kids get into it, like probably I had a toy and he wanted the toy or something. And he got the toy because he was a boy and I wasn't. So, of course, he got first pick of everything. So all of us were there. So like all of the grandkids were there. And I walked past him and I said, excuse me, Christian. And he got up, burst into tears and was like, Tommy, you call me stupid. She said stupid Christian. And I had not said stupid Christian. But all of my cousins and my sister co-signed that I had said stupid Christian, which first of all, I'm going to stop you there. That's a terrible insult. Why the fuck would I be like stupid Christian? I would have been like dummy or something. Like, why would I say stupid Christian specifically? That's stupid Christian. But I did not say stupid Christian, but everybody said I did. And my grandma was like, well, I mean, obviously, if you know. Five people said you said stupid Christian and you're the only one saying you didn't. You did say it. And I was like, no, I did not say it. But she didn't believe me. So she pinched up and down. Like I got a whooping, but it was pinches instead of like belt.
I'd prefer the belt.
Yeah, my grandma didn't whoop. She pinched.
Oh, wait. So literal pinches?
Yeah, she pinched up and down my thighs.
Oh.
But one time, comeuppance, Christian, my grandma went through this phase where instead of just one pinch, she would take her whole hand and open palm claw you and used to call it the claw. And one time I was playing with a toy and when we were done playing with our toys, we had to put them away. Like that was just my grandma's rule because my great granddad was old as hell and used a walker for, I think, all of my life until he died. And so you couldn't leave your toys out. And also my grandma was like, well, I don't want to step on them. Just like
I thought you were going to say, and he tipped over a lot.
No, just a couple times. Okay. And one time he fell asleep in some fruit and we thought he was dead.
Oh my God.
But
what was the fruit?
It was a... fruit cocktail. He'd have the like Dole fruit cocktails in the cup, but he'd pour them into a bowl. And one time, like he was really
classy.
Sick, and like he ended up having to go to the hospital. It's not funny, but like he like one night I went in the kitchen. I was like, great grandfather. He was just sitting at the head of the kitchen table. But the weird thing, the reason I thought he was dead was because his hands were in the bowl. He didn't have a spoon. He didn't have a fork. It was just his just actual fingers. Like he was getting like a manicure and he was soaking them. But it was like fruit cocktail. And I was like, your grandfather. He was like, huh? And I was like,
wait, was his head also in the bowl?
No.
Oh, okay. And maybe someone was trying to make him go pee-pee.
But he put him there.
Maybe he needed help going pee-pee.
Probably. He was old as dirt. But I was like, Grandma. So she, the story about the toy. So I was playing with the toy and I left it in the hallway because like, I was like, I couldn't have been more than like, Christian must have been 7. So I was probably like 5. So I left the toy in the hallway and Christian comes and plays with it and gets up to leave it where he found it. And I guess my grandma was coming out of her room at the time And she like goes to walk past him a little bit. She was like, pick your toys up, and gripped his whole ass with her hand and like clawed that shit and drug that man down the hallway for like 6 steps and then just dropped him down. He just fell to his knees and was like, and she just kept going wherever she was going. And that's what you get, stupid Christian.
No, who does not have a tail.
He does not have it. I mean, he might have it now, but he didn't. Like last I saw, he just had waves, but I haven't seen him in years. He never had an actual physical tail, though. No, we didn't have that.
Didn't connect that in my brain.
Alarming.
This episode
was frustrating.
Wow, you came to the revelation that my cousin didn't have a tail. Revelations,
yeah,
all around.
Revelations. This was a very difficult episode to come back to. For
it
somebody
was.
Who desperately hates Xander as much as I do, this was rough. It was rough. The Xander counter is like, and it started off so well because he was in, I think, two or three scenes where he was in the scene but didn't say anything. So I'm like, oh, this might be a low one. And then it turned out to be 10 Xander scenes, 7 in which he was the worst. But I put 1 million points because he's cheating on Cordelia, who's much too good for him.
Sorry. Revelation, season 3, episode 7, original air date, November 17th, 1998. Is my voice deeper, you guys think?
Yeah.
I think so.
Cool. I cannot sing at all anymore. Like, I know you used to shit on my singing all the time, always, but now it's just like, I be trying to sing in the car and it's really like, what was I singing earlier? Well, like, I started singing something and when it came out, I was like, man, I really thought I was going to get the note. And then
like,
he just
sometimes
sat and
his voice just like cuts out.
Yeah.
Like his vocal cords are like, no, and that's it. And there's no sound at all. And I'm like, aw.
There's this one gospel song by John P. Key, the Prince of Gospel, where he hits a really high note. And I used to be able to do it. And I was going to pick Anissa up from the LASIK thing yesterday. And I went to do it. And literally, I was just like, like nothing was coming out.
Just air.
You just
air
have
and
to
sadness.
Go for a lower register now.
Hate it. Ooh. We're on the road to. Yeah, it wasn't going to happen. G-Fest, baby.
Yeah, but go lower. Just do lower.
We're on the road to G-Fest, baby.
Yeah, that's fucking great.
We're on the road
Much
to
better.
G-Fest, baby.
The first one was better.
Yeah.
We're on the road.
No,
I don't. It's still the same notes.
We're on the road to G-Fest, baby.
Oh, this episode, guys. This is where I feel like we're rusty.
No, I mean,
a lot happened in this episode.
We're 20 minutes into the podcast and haven't talked about the show. I don't think that's rusty at all.
Yeah, that's actually pretty good for us.
But trying to get into the episode. Oh, fuck. I forgot to. We're still not getting into the episode, but it is Josh Whedon related.
Again, it's Josh.
Josh.
Got that right in my mouth.
We watched Cabin in the Woods and they were talking and I was like, God, fuck how they're talking. This is terrible. Then it instantly clicked and I was like, oh, this was written by Josh Whedon. And
we know these terrible lines.
And I was like, oh, I just don't like his dialogue because there's one character that is obviously, it is him. Like he threw himself into this role. And I'm like, oh.
Self insert.
Yeah. It was bad. The movie's good. The dialogue, no.
Is Cabin in the Woods the one where they can't drink water?
No, that's
with
Cabin Fever.
Oh, okay.
With who?
Drake Bell.
Oh, no. The one with Ryder Strong?
It might have been Ryder Strong.
Okay.
My sister told me about it and said Drake Bell, but I could 100% believe she confused Drake Bell and Ryder Strong.
Oh, yeah. No.
And at the end, he's the one that lives because he didn't drink water?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
He drinks beer? Yeah. She told me it was Drake Bell.
Did I ever tell you the story of my friends were having a party and one of our friends had a very, very strict household?
No.
She was there at this party and she had to call to check in. So she calls and is like, everyone be quiet. I'm calling my dad. Talking, saying, oh yeah, you know, we're just hanging out, this and that. Then one of our friends just in the background goes towards the phone, cups her hand and goes, beer. And then her face, like 2 seconds later, drops. She says, okay, hangs up the phone and says, I have to go home. My dad doesn't want me here. And just leaves. And we've made that joke all the time. We're just saying beer into phones.
That's insane. But like, he was like, no. But I think my mom would have done that. She would have been like, uh-uh. I'm on my way.
I'd call my mom and people would start moaning or talking about get your finger out of there. And my mom's like, tell your stupid ass friends to shut up. I'm like, my mom says, shut the fuck up, okay? She's tired of hearing you guys fucking lie. None of y'all getting ass in here. Mom's like, well, I didn't say that, so relax. And I was like, oh, okay, I'm sorry. I took it too far. But my mom didn't give a shit. She was probably...
You look like Guy Fieri.
You look like you're about to hit me. Like because of your sunglasses.
On the way to Flavor Town.
I have my LASIK recovery sunglasses on, and they're like those full wraparound a la Blade era sunglasses.
On the way to Flavor Town, baby.
And everyone has looked at me like I'm an idiot all day.
I love a good aioli.
They're just you can't see eyes at all.
I also love a good aioli.
Aioli is good.
Aioli is good. I went through a phase where I was making a good aioli. I make a mean aioli.
It's mayonnaise with some paisley in it.
Though one time I made an aioli and I was like, this shit bangs. And Anissa was like, let me taste it. And then she tasted it and she was like, I need to spit this out. I was like, okay, that's cool. We've been away from this for so long and I haven't been watching Buffy. I forgot that the Xander Willow thing was happening.
Yeah, I was like, what the hell is, what's wrong with Willow? And then I was like, oh.
I kind of just forgot where we stopped. Like, we probably should have sat and recapped everything that we've seen.
It's an instant thing because they do not know how to be subtle.
Yeah.
If you would think your friends were in trouble, having a stroke, if they were acting like this.
I'd just be like, are you guys fucking or something?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, and what bothered me is the episode starts with Willow and Xander throwing Buffy under the bus. Wander. Like, Buffy's been acting weird. Like, no, motherfucker, you guys are acting weird because you guys are guilty.
They're constantly doing that so no attention is put on them, but all the attention should be on them.
Yeah.
And it's insane. And
Xander's high horse about keeping secrets when he is tonguing down Willow at every given opportunity.
But he also never even considers that. Like, Willow is very much like, I understand that you were keeping a secret because I'm keeping a... Xander is not even, like, thinking about that. He
because
never once
selfish.
References it.
The fact that Xander gets forgiven for all of his misdeeds is... And that I know that at the end of this show, Xander does not die a horrible fucking death is, I think,
I guess
probably
coming
the
back
thing.
From the hiatus, she said, fuck spoilers. said, I guess you should have watched it in the last 2 months.
Spoiler alert.
I mean, anyone who's pretty much... it's
Yeah, I mean, this show came out so long ago. Yeah,
it's in the zeitgeist enough to know, like...
Ziggist.
The comic books, all the characters are still there.
It's just, it's hard for me. I think that is the hardest part of this show for me. Not even Joss Whedon's horrible writing. It is the fact that Xander will not die.
We've been gone 2 months, but already singing over other people talking.
And I did that pretty, usually it's quiet. I apologize. I will say that, like, the Buffy Faith dynamic, the fact that Joss Whedon was not writing them as lesbians, like, it's not even subtext. They're, like, unresolved sexual tension. That thing where she's like, oh, I wouldn't call it dating. And he'd be like, who does that? You don't do that if you're not fucking somebody.
Yeah,
that's how
true.
I used to talk about Anissa when we were having sex at work and I was pretending we weren't, but definitely making it clear that we were. Like, me and Anissa are going to hang out at my place tonight in my room.
The amount of Fuffy in this episode and the way that it devolved...
Yeah.
Really, like, even, well, I guess this is skipping through the episode, but at the beginning, it's their partnership, their loving, synchronized slaying. And then at the end, they have this fight scene and the pain in their eyes as they're beating each other's asses. I was like, this is romantic.
But I felt so bad because Buffy put her whole guard down. Like, she was like, we could talk about it. And Faith got to beating the shit out of that girl.
Okay, but one of them had bruises on their face at the end and one of them didn't.
Yeah, so. Faith got her ass beat for being the one who, like, was the aggressor.
I thought Buffy had just, like, a little
Buffy
bit on her cheek.
Buffy had that one little, like, eye bruise, but Faith's whole face, she looked like a chipmunk.
Like, your lipstick is... expanding.
The makeup was actually done very well that it looked like her cheek was puffed out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. Like, I thought maybe her jaw was just, like, fucked up. Like, I was like, does Elijah
Dushku
just have a fucked up jaw?
They either took a bee and stung her right there, or she just had some chew in her mouth.
God.
Yeah, they just tucked something in there.
Speaking of bees, have you seen Gemini Man?
No.
It's the Will Smith movie. Are you gonna see it?
No.
Awful fucking movie. Awful,
that's
awful,
what I've heard.
Awful, awful, awful movie. So... essentially, the plot is that Will Smith was like a you should probably not listen to this if you're going to go see that terrible movie, but you shouldn't see that terrible movie. Anyway, so the plot is that Will Smith used to be like a soldier, and he was like the best of the best, the cream of the crop, the creme de la creme, the
top tier
breeding.
This pussy grips.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that is a reference to this movie's gay.
So when he retires, like, he finds out something that he shouldn't have found out. So now the government is like, we got to kill him. We're going to bring in Gemini Man to kill him. And of course, Geminis are like, I don't know, Twin Cities or some shit. They're the
Geminis, twin flames. The twins, the zodiac.
It's two of them. So Gemini Man is just a younger clone of, like, Will Smith in his prime. So if, like, Will Smith in his prime was 23 and he retired at, like, 43, Gemini Man is 23-year-old Will Smith, but he doesn't know he's Will Smith. He's been raised by, like, the army, like, the general. I don't know. And it's, like, the CGI in the movie, Will Smith consistently takes bad movies. Like, it's, like, movies I would expect to see Shamar Moore in are the movies Will Smith does. And then Shamar Moore does movies that, like, I would expect to see, like, Laz Alonso in. Like, so there's everybody's doing worse and worse. And then Laz Alonso's not doing anything. So there's a scene in the movie where, like, Will Smith and his name is just Junior. So Gemini Man is named after the general. So they just call him Junior. He doesn't have a name. He doesn't have a mother or anything. So him and Will Smith are fighting while Ramona Flowers stands in the background with a gun, and Will Smith is telling him all this stuff. He's like, you know, you love, like, basketball, and you're probably a virgin, and you can't grow facial hair, and you're allergic to bees, and you know how I know all about that? Because I'm you. Yeah, real Will Smith, Mary Elizabeth Winstead leave, and then Gemini Man is still following him, but he, like, goes and confronts his dad, and he's like, you know, you should have told me this, and he's like, you didn't need to know, blah, blah, blah. You know, you've always been Junior. You're not just a clone. You're my son. So Junior goes, there's a scene where Will Smith and them go back to, like, Atlanta or wherever Will Smith actually lives, because they've been on the run. So they were in, like, Dubai and a bunch of other countries or whatever. And they go back to Atlanta so that Will Smith can confront the general guy. And they're walking through a barn that they have to get through to get into the general's house. And Will Smith gets shot. And him, Mary Elizabeth Winstead, and, like, their friend who's, like, a pilot, who's, like, the, like, funny man of the movie, turn around to shoot, and then Will Smith's like, ah. He falls out, and Mary Elizabeth Winstead is like, what did you shoot him with? And Junior stands up and goes, bee venom. And he shot him with a dart full of bee venom. I was in the theater, and nobody else laughed, and I was cackling in the theater because it was just so ridiculous. And he was like, I just needed to know if it was true. And then he's like, this is epinephrine. And he stabs him with an EpiPen to save him. And then at the end of the movie, when they get Junior on his side, on Will Smith's side, they're fighting. The dad, general guy, dispatches an additional soldier. But this soldier is, like, he's invincible. Like, he's superhuman. So, like, Junior has feelings and emotions and knows things and, like, can be harmed in a fight. But there's a super soldier. And with bees, because he's allergic to bees. But the super soldier has, like, a titanium suit, and also, like, fire can't hurt him. And, like, but, like, they really, like, have to gun this man down and, like, spray fire. They're giving him everything they got. And finally he passes out, and they walk over to him, and it's Will Smith and Junior standing there. And it was me. We went for my mom's birthday. So I leaned over to my sister and I was like, if he takes this mask off and it's another Will Smith, and he takes the mask off and it's, like, 12-year-old Will Smith. What's crying? Me and Morgan were cracking the fuck up. It was so funny. That movie sucks. You should watch it if you want to watch some funny shit, but not if you want to see, like, a real movie. That movie sucked. Okay, so Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Miss Post's neck is long as hell. She had the longest neck. Like, I was noticing that she had a hunchback, but she had a dinosaur neck, so I understand why her back was so, like, scrunchy.
Now,
go on.
I don't like her. Obviously, she came in and she's the villain, even though, like, it took forever for everybody else to catch on. But Gwendolyn was on to something when she came in the beginning and was like, you guys have an efficiency problem as slayers. She's right.
She wasn't wrong. Typically, when people judge their slaying, they're not wrong. They just end up being villains or dead because they're black. We love you, Bianca Lawson. Kendra the Vampire Slayer.
Will she be back?
No, she dead as hell.
She's dead as hell.
Drusilla broke the fuck out her neck.
Oh, I thought she comes back in the reboot.
My honey bun, Drusilla.
It's a prequel. I don't know.
Is Sarah Michelle Gellar 4'9" or is Angel 7 feet tall?
I can
see a little
see,
bit of both.
I think she's like 5'2".
Yeah, oh. She's real tiny.
Damn, that's so small. I don't really know if you should say that. Like,
I'm 5'5", which is average. Again, I can't emphasize enough. 5'5" is average height for a woman.
Nicole's like 4'7". She's tiny.
I've never noticed that.
I thought Nicole was taller than me.
Yeah, standing at the same time as Nicole.
Nicole has to be like 5'7". 5'6"?
I think Nicole's as tall as you.
I thought she was taller than me.
Let's get you back to back.
If the closest I could get to sexual stimulation was yoga, I'd kill myself. Like, that's how we're going to have sex now, because if you get some pussy, you're going to be a demon again. We got to do yoga.
And yoga's super strenuous.
But not like, I'm not going to bust a nut at the end of it.
No, not at all.
I think that's the what they're trying to go for, is to calm their nerves and not be sexual.
But all it is now tantric.
Yeah.
So you're really just building the nut up. So not really super helpful.
Like Sting, he hasn't came in like 20 years, I hear.
That's some supreme edging.
Yeah.
That's too long.
Oh, man. What if he dies before he finishes? That'd be so sad.
Well, then he's going to come when he dies.
Ooh, that's a big nut. The poor coroner. The poor, poor coroner. Could you imagine you go and you're like, oh, God, there's nut everywhere. Oh, he's still going. Oh, God, he's still going. And then another coroner walks in and goes, he's still coming, you mean? I feel like you guys probably could have laughed a little loud, like a little hard. That was pretty good. But, you know, whatever.
The Xander Willow thing, it's pathetic.
Library.
I don't even want to give it any more attention,
What's sexy about temple rubbing? Like, that's how you know they're virgins. If you rub my temples, I'd be like, could you stop that? Like,
yeah, she did say, could you stop? Willow, I think, is the most sensible.
And then he did that weird, like...
He had to talk himself
like
through consent.
Like that weird consent speech where he was like, stop means no, and no means no, so stop. And I was like, that makes me really uncomfortable. And I didn't think he'd stop, but then he did, and then she grips his face and kisses him, and they're like...
Yuck.
Like they're eating hot ramen.
Ooh. And then they freaking jack each other off.
With their giant clitoris. She has a huge clit. It's like the size of a smart water bottle.
Dang, that's actually too big.
That's sometimes what they say in porn I watch. And then the top goes, no, it's not. Shut up.
When Faith and Buffy are having their like little chat about like Faith having sex with losers and stuff. And she was like, strictly get some and get gone. That's actually very reasonable for a Slayer. And I realize now that Buffy has attachment issues that she should probably work on. Because, like, the attachment issues is exactly why she didn't tell anybody that Angel was back. And for all that Xander stumbled into finding out Angel was alive, blew it way out of proportion, Giles was right when he was like, you should have told me that the person that kidnapped and tortured me for hours is alive. And that you don't have any respect for me.
Yeah, he said, you have no respect for me or the job I perform. And that was a straight up dad speech.
Devastating.
Absolutely. And like,
absolutely
I was
devastating.
Like, ooh, that one hurt. Because I was so upset on Buffy's behalf that Xander spied on her, told everyone. Like, that's something that maybe it shouldn't have been a team effort. One, he should have spoke to Buffy first. And then, like, if you're still concerned, then you talk to Giles, who is essentially her dad. You don't tell fucking Oz and Cordelia. They have fuck all to do with this. You know what I'm saying? And you're cheating on them. Like, don't drag them into any more drama and shit. So that was really, really, I don't know. That was really dirty. But Giles really had a point when he was like, you should have warned me about that. And I was like, damn.
And if she had taken it to Giles originally, he would have, one, been able to help, and two, been the most done. He wouldn't have been like, let's go kill him. Giles would have been understanding. Yeah, that's the part that
understood.
Like sucks. None of them would have, but Giles would have been like,
Willow only was
kid,
understanding because Willow is feeling guilty about something else.
But I think also Willow does try to, for the most part, be like the voice of reason. She's just bad at it.
Yeah.
Like, I think she's
so mousy.
The second to last to be mad at Buffy. But I think that's just because she has no backbone. So anger isn't even like an emotion she can feel.
When Buffy was fighting Lotus?
Lagos? I don't think it was Lagos. Lagos is Larkonis?
Larkonis sounds right.
Yeah.
All of these sound right. If
Pretty
it starts
sure
with an
Lagos.
L.
I think it's Larkonis. You guys go.
Did not write that motherfucker's name. We got to write it down because you know this is going to come up with the quiz.
Oh, probably. No, if TC doesn't know, so I think it's not on the quiz. TC already has the quiz made up.
I have a season 6 quiz made up.
Oh, okay. That's far in advance. But Willow said, after trying to tell Buffy, there's a scene of like, hey, I'm going to tell you my secret. It's been weighing on me and I should feel better after I tell you this secret. And it gets to the climax and then she goes, there's a demon behind you. And then her acting is like someone trying to do sign language but doesn't, like, a nervous person who knows sign language trying to do sign language. She just could not get any words out with her mouth or her hands.
Yeah, she wasn't doing great there. And, like, I liked in that scene that Buffy's plan when she was like, you know what, I'm not going to go hang out with Angel. I'm going to go find this motherfucker and kill him because I'm in a bad mood now after her intervention. That, like, literally after Faith got her ass beat by this guy, for Buffy to be like, all right, here we go, and cut this motherfucker's head off like it was no big deal, and then wanted to finish the conversation with Willow, I thought was, like, really cute and, like, a well-done scene to sort of bring everything together.
Also, if we could go back, the scene where Faith and Buffy are talking and Faith is like, oh, get some and get gone. Her feelings were hurt when Buffy didn't want to talk about Angel because that's a little baby. She was like, tell me about your ex. That's the stage of the relationship we're in, where we talk about our exes because I love you.
Also, Willow is now...
Damn.
It's unrealistic that she would be this shy and meek still after 2.5 years of almost dying on a weekly basis.
Yeah.
She also was playing like fake Slayer for a summer.
Yeah.
She shouldn't be like this anymore. She's been a teacher for like 3 months.
Yeah.
She has a boyfriend. She's evolved so much.
She should
except
have
she
so
hasn't.
Much more confidence. And Very I Veronica think Marcy. If nothing else, having confidence in her friendship with Buffy. Xander is obviously problematic. Oz is her nigga that she's cheating on. Her and Cordelia are too different to ever really see eye to eye. But I think that in when it matters, Buffy and Willow have come through for each other, even when everybody else was not as supportive. So I think that the idea that of anybody she would have come clean to, that she didn't come clean to Buffy, doesn't really make sense.
Also, I know I'm going back, but when Angel is killing everyone and threatening people's lives, Willow, like, gets the all that happens is some of her fish die.
Yeah.
It's insane that everyone else is having a threat of murder, but it's like, we can't do anything bad to Willow.
But it's sort of on par with, like, Willow, you know? Like, yeah. I think that with Angel was going for what would hurt the most. And in some places, like, Willow doesn't seem like she's got a super close family unit. It doesn't seem like she has really close friendships because she's scared of all of her friends. So her fish is really what she had. So it was an accurate and, like, reasonable threat to kill all the fish.
Here's what he should have done. Hacked into the school's grading reports and just given her, like, a C and maybe one F. That's it.
I mean, he's still a million years old. I don't think that man knows how to use computers.
There's techno pagans out there. He could have found another.
The age of the page is obsolete. Why didn't Angel sense Xander? Shouldn't he have sensed Xander? Isn't that his whole thing? You sense people because you're a vampire? You can't smell him?
And I'm sure that man stinks.
Yeah, he probably stinks. Like, he probably smells like aftershave even though he doesn't shave. He just, like,
Xander riling up Faith and then being like, yeah, we're going to go kill Angel. When has that worked out for you?
And being like, no, wait, stop.
When, any time that Xander's decided to get big with any demon, when has that worked out for him?
Also, in that scene where he was on his high horse, I called him Tattletale Xander, him talking about, like, you couldn't pull the trigger if you could, this and that. I wish in that scene they found out that he didn't do, like, he was hiding all of that shit from Buffy about, oh, Xander's cured or whatever the fuck was going on.
That Willow was going to try the cure again.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that one of the things that was unbelievable about the intervention is that Buffy took a lot of shit that I know that me personally, I would have been like, oh, okay, I understand everybody's concern, but you bitch. And, like, I would have laid into Xander because Xander is by far the most problematic person in their, like, friendship
group.
Should
you roll your eyes this much?
I probably shouldn't, but Xander has me so pissed off that I'm about to fuck my LASIK up.
Put your goggles back on.
No, I was getting too hot on my face. But
and a comment on it's hot in here. We're back.
And then at the end, you know, she's like, are we good? And he's like, yeah, we're good. No.
That
Miss
Calendar
no.
comment. Josh should have beat her ass. Josh should have beat his ass. I'm sorry. Josh should have beat Xander's ass, not Buffy's. Sorry. That, like you did, Miss Cal. Actually, they should have jumped that nigga.
Yeah, throwing Miss Calendar in Buffy's face. Like, at the end of the day, Buffy didn't snap that bitch neck.
Now, I don't promote bullying, but someone needs to bully Xander.
Absolutely. I'll do it. I volunteer.
Because technically, he is a bully now.
Yeah.
He's just a shit-core nice guy.
He's such a bully, and he's so, like, self-centered and, like, so self-righteous. It really bothers me that this man does not die screaming.
I was reading, they had this unpopular opinion about Buffy on Twitter a couple days ago, and one of them was that, like, they were like, Xander isn't even, like, a nice guy. His thing is just that, like, he hates women with power. He doesn't want to be with Buffy. He wants to be her, and because he can't, that's why he hates her so much.
That makes sense.
That's really
and
good.
And that's also probably why he's dating Cordelia and cheating on her. That is such a sense of power for him, probably.
Like, you get to be with a very popular girl, but, like, you're fucking this,
a
like, mousy
who
bitch.
Who ruined her own popularity to be with you.
Yeah. Let us say yeah.
In high school. Because I wouldn't have done that shit. I would have been like, eat dicks. Eat several dicks.
I could not pay anybody to date me in high school. Then I got a purity ring. And it was like, it wasn't like niggas were knocking down the door to fuck me. And I remember one time in credit recovery, the boy who sat next to me, he was like, why you got that ring on your finger? You married? And I was like, no, it's a purity ring. He was like, what that mean? And I was like, it means I'm waiting for sex till marriage. And he was like, oh. Your pussy must got cobwebs in. Your shit must be like a basement. And I was like, my shit not like a basement. Yeah.
Old basement pussy having it. Nah, that's grade A pussy there.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
The knockout counter for Giles is at 8 now.
Ooh.
Yeah. She knocked everybody the fuck out.
She was knocking niggas left and right.
She got what? Giles, Willow, Faith.
Fuck is that man's name? It's Angel. She didn't knock Faith out.
Right. Not Faith. Angel.
Angle.
And then Faith tossed Xander, which
I wish she would have broke his back. My dad broke his back one time. He was at work and a table fell on him. Broke his back.
That sounds like some good ass workman's comp.
I wouldn't know. Did not flip into child support. I one time read a story. It wasn't Humans of New York, but it was a story about this girl who, like, she goes to, like, shamans and stuff for healing. Because she used to go to actual doctors because she was at work one time and she slipped on, like, a wet floor and it, like, tore her spleen. Like, tore her spine.
Oh, my God.
So she's just in pain forever now. And she was like, it got to a point where, like, I was addicted to opioids, but they weren't working for the actual pain. So now she goes to, like, healers and shamans because her spine is just torn forever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You tear your spine, it doesn't get fixed.
That's terrible.
It's crazy how, like, fragile bodies are.
That's scared. Like, once I read that, I was so scared. And now always, like, I'm walking or, like, oh man, when it gets snowy outside, I'm like, oh, I gotta be careful. I don't want to tear my spine.
And I fall all the time. I'm so clumsy.
I have not fallen since middle school.
I fell like a few weeks ago, like right before I went into the hospital. I was telling Tavia, I came out of the PMO and we were on location. And so the PMO is the bathroom. Where we were at, there's like two steps down into the street, and I don't know what happened. I got dizzy, tripped over my own foot, fell out into the middle of the street in front of, like, the film crew, which is mortifying, and, like, scraped myself up so bad that you could see the outline of my feet on the outside of my gym shoes. Like, my feet scraped across the floor so bad that the dust, like, just, you could see the outline of my foot on my shoes.
Ugh.
And I was bleeding. I fucked my wrist up. It was very, very embarrassing. And I wish I hadn't told this story.
I actually did slip at Burger King once and I just conked my head right on the refrigerator. I should have sued.
Yeah, you better work when comes that shit.
Yeah.
When the EMT is about to take Giles, why the fuck was he wasting his time talking about how to get rid of the glove? Why didn't he say, it was Gwen who knocked me out? That's such a plot hole. He was any type of they should have just had him concussed or something. Like, be like, he's knocked out, so we don't know. But to have him be able to talk and be like, you have to destroy the glove. Like, nigga, say it was Gwen. Why wouldn't you say it was Gwen? It's not like he didn't see who did it. You knew who it was. That's just stupid.
He might have forgotten in the moment.
Shit, stupid.
He was concussed. I have one last thing, and that's the thing she kept screaming when, what's her face?
Gets Gwen.
Gwen Pennywise gets the glove. To activate this glove, she has to scream, Tarfeem! And then a big old lightning bolt comes out, and when she gets Tarfeemed herself, lightning bolts right into her face, and it's good effects.
Why could she not? So Buffy throws like a piece of glass, like she spikes a piece of glass at Gwendolyn to cut, because once you put the glove on, you can never take it off. So Buffy has to cut it off of her, at which point she explodes and it is tarfiemed. Why couldn't she just be like tarfiem for the glass?
I don't know. Maybe she didn't notice it coming.
Dumb as hell.
The glove.
Oh yeah,
crab
she
legs
didn't see it coming
her.
Because Faith was drawing her fire, so Buffy could go ahead and
tarfiem.
Sneak attack.
But doesn't Buffy say like a quippy remark and then
she says,
throw it?
"I'm getting that," and she looks dead at her, throws it, and she didn't go tarfiem.
Yeah, maybe because it was glass, it looked like just a clear thing coming at you.
It seemed like the tarfiems had to power up a little bit though.
Tarfiem.
So maybe she didn't have a chance.
Yeah. Have you ever seen? Sorry. Have you guys ever seen "I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker"?
No.
Okay, there's the way they do the stunt doubles is there's a scene in "I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker," which is like a Wayans Brothers movie. So of course it's supposed to be like a comedy. But before I share that, I guess we can just finish up because there'd be no point in us just sitting quietly and watching it. When Buffy goes at the end of the episode and is talking to Faith, like it's so weird how these like for Joss Whedon, like he said after the show that their relationship wasn't supposed to have this like sexual undertone, that literally they were supposed to be, you know, sister slayers. And it's so weird that he wrote them that way and there wasn't supposed to be any like.
Because it's massive.
Yeah,
there's
the fact that she goes and like there's this
tension.
Weird. What other like aside from that being like who the fuck cares if they will, they won't, they be friends. There was no reason for Buffy to go and be like, "You can trust me," and for Faith to be like, "Buffy," and then Buffy turns around and she's like, "Nothing." Like that whole scene was very much like
a breakup.
Is Faith going to put the pussy on Buffy's sideburns or no? Ultimately, she did not. And theirs was a love well deserved.
Yeah, I ship it. I ship Buffy.
I will go down with this ship or on this ship. Probably not now. I don't think
they
age
super well. I think that they're the perfect
bat.
Like that darkness that she's always looking for and the niggas that she dates, like it's Faith.
It's right there.
It's right there.
It's right there.
With some very excellently applied dark lipstick.
And Buffy is a loser and that's what Dushku's always with.
Yeah.
Oh man.
No, I'm saying like in the classical sense, like
yeah,
everyone
like,
in
yeah,
high
she
school
is lame as hell.
Calls her a loser.
Absolutely.
Guys,
she should be beating their ass.
They could have been
cool.
Fucking and fighting and just been the best. And I bet you they would have saved the world
fucking
in 3 seasons.
Fucking and fighting and just
they
been the fucking best.
Staked each other. Yeah.
Now,
now
I'm picturing
good.
Them like fucking each other with stakes and I wish I wasn't.
Oh,
so,
man.
That is terrible. Thank
it's
you, James.
It's a dildo that looks like a stake.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But
one
it's not
the,
wooden.
Like the double-edged ones.
Yeah.
Boop, 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 boop. Yeah.
Or just with a real stake, guys. Put beef inside of your vagina.
Nope. Don't do that.
Put a steak inside it and just give us a picture of it.
Please don't do that.
At WTHMPod, I think is what our handle is.
But don't do it, though. For real. I will block you.
My favorite scene of the my favorite line of the episode is the scene when they meet Ms. Post. Giles is like, "That was bracing." And Buffy says, "Interesting lady. Can we kill her?" And Giles says, "I think the council might frown upon that."
Good line.
The
you know what?
Stunt doubles.
Buffy's instincts were correct, though. They should have killed her.
They should have killed her. I don't know why they film it like that. Where, like, you can very clearly see, like, the face of the stunt.
Yeah.
Like, for whole scenes, it's like you don't even see Buffy and Faith fighting. It's just two, like, husky women just going at it.
I think because they weren't expecting any of this to, they didn't know what HD was. This was on small CTR or CRT TVs.
Like imagine this on a 26-inch screen, you know, like with the big back on the TV and shit.
Yeah,
everything was grainy.
Did I tell the story of the time my mom had me help her move a big back TV where it tore my thumb off?
Oh, no, but I don't want to hear it.
It's really funny.
How long is it? Because we've got 7 minutes to do plugs.
Oh, it's not 7 minutes. Okay, so one time when I was like a teenager, my mom had one of those huge TVs. It was like probably like 40 inches and a big back. And we had to take it off of a dresser to get it onto some blankets to then drag it down the stairs. And when we went to pick it up, we had like blankets and pillows on the floor. My mom was like, "When we pick it up, if you ever need to drop it, let me know you need to drop it and just let it go." And I was like, "Okay, cool. Got it." So we get the TV off the dresser, and the TV was easily like 150 pounds, and I was not 150 pounds when I was in high school, more than that now. But we're moving it, and as soon as we got it, it started sliding down like my hand, and I was like, "Ma, I need to drop it." And she was like, "Okay, let it go." And I was like, "I need to drop it, Ma." And she was like, "Let it go." And my brain was like, "You can't drop it, it'll break." And I was like, "I need to drop it." And she was like, "Put it down." And I was like, "I have to put it down." So we had to like put it down slowly, because I just could not get it. Like, I could not get my brain to let it go. And when we put it down, she was like, you okay? And I was like, yeah. And I looked down and I was like, ma. And I had like torn off all of this on my thumb, and there was blood like pouring down my hand. It was so bad. So we had to like go into the bathroom and like rinse it off. But there was so much blood coming that I was like, ma, I think I need to sit down for a second. She was like, okay, let's sit down. Why don't we sit down? And I was just weeping softly. And then like I didn't have feeling on my thumb for a while.
Yeah, this is not a funny story.
James laughed.
Yeah. Okay. It's a story with humorous intent.
No, it's very alarming that you sliced your own hand open because your brain wouldn't let you put the TV down. I tossed it. Here you go.
The brain was like, I don't want to see what's underneath this because I know it's bloody.
Ew. No, I just didn't want to break the TV. I would have gotten in trouble.
Yeah. Tommy, that's a fear of a whooping. That's what that was.
Oh, damn. Wow. We've learned. I just had a revelation.
Guys, let's start doing this. Would you recommend this episode? I'm kidding. I don't want to do that.
I totally would.
Yeah.
This episode reminded me of how I don't even remember him being this terrible in this episode. Xander was the worst.
Like, if there was ever an episode like that we've seen up until now where they were like, what is an episode where it really shows that Xander is the worst? I would rank this as one of the top three episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the Angel dying one as well.
Yeah. And then there's another one.
What's the other one where he was awful? There's so many to
choose.
We're
going to have to do that at the end of the series. We'll rank like his top. We'll rank one from each episode, from each season, and then we'll rank them worst.
What we should do actually is like give two per season at the end of each season, and then we can compile that at the end and then say like, hey, here are the seven that are the worst. This has seven seasons, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Xander's the fucking worst.
Yeah, and we'll end on that, guys. What are plugs?
You can go ahead and follow me on Twitter _MissValdez or Instagram _AnissaMarie. Send me money on Cash App. Did I ever get my Cash App back open?
Mm-hmm.
I think so. Yeah. Okay. So $ AnissaV24. You know, I need some money. Or was it AValdez24?
Oh, I have no idea.
Damn. I forgot all this shit. I don't remember. You guys know what my fucking Cash App is.
Listen to the previous episode.
Yeah, go back some episodes.
Send me some money. I just got out of surgery, so help me. I need some groceries.
Follow me on Instagram at tavia.cw or transitioningwithTC if you want to follow my transition. Follow me on Twitter at tavia_cw because they don't let you put a period. And if you think I forgot about it over the last 2 months, I fucking didn't. Follow us on Twitter at WTHMpod or on Tumblr at What the Hellmouth Podcast, maybe. I don't really remember. I haven't updated it, so I couldn't tell you. That's all I got. You can send me money, too. $TaviaCW. And I remember mine. I really need some money.
Hey, guys. I started doing Let's Plays on YouTube on the Mostly Speaking Sentai YouTube channel. I have guests on the first 2 weeks, actually, was Nicole, Corey, and Rudy from Hit It and Crit It have been on. We'll have Sean Marciniak on as well, and then I'm doing some by my solo, but it's me playing PlayStation games. It's really funny. Check it out. 3 episodes each week, sometimes a little bit more than 3 episodes. Also, if you'd like to find out more about my other podcasts, such as Mostly Speaking Sentai, which had its 1 year, as well as This Movie's Gay. Last week we had our year anniversary.
Yay.
That's 52 episodes, guys.
Do you know what today is? It's our anniversary.
Yeah.
It's our anniversary.
Just go and download all of those episodes. Do you have to listen to them? I'd like you to, but a download counts in the listens. Go find also Hit It and Crit It, guys. That's the D&D podcast I do. Find out information about this at mlmpod.com. Also, you can go over to mlmpod.com/donate. Oh, what does that mean? That means you can donate money to the cause that is Marshland Media. And we would like to give a special shout out to Courtney Hallis. I hope I'm saying your name correctly. You donated a great deal of money to help us in our effort to, right now, we've gotten an air conditioner. We got some sound dampening stuff around the studio. Now we need a better computer because now that we're doing videos and just the one we have right now, it's 10 years old. It's not good. It does the job, but it does it very slowly. I'm just trying to get like half of it. So we're looking to get around $300 in order to get that computer. And then, hey guys, we're working on a Patreon, so maybe you won't need to donate. You can actually get content for giving us some money.
Thanks, Courtney.
Yeah.
Hey, Courtney. I don't know if you've ever listened to any episodes of What the Hell Mouth before, but I got a little thing I do for people who donate money. I got a couple things I could do for people that donate money. Ask Eric. He knows. He knows what's up.
Oh my God.
That's all I can say. He handed me a cease and desist previously, so.
Ooh. Also listen to my rap music under Marsh, Land, Monster. You can find out all of my CD stuff. It's in the description, mlmpod.com. But I've been James.
I've been Tavia.
And I've been Anissa.
And this is What the Hell Mouth.
Now you can't really tell the difference between our voices. Like, it used to be you couldn't tell the difference between me and Anissa. But when we said What the Hell Mouth, we said it the same.
Oh, let's try it again. 3, 2, 1.
What the hell mouth?
There we go, guys.
Did you sing it? Wait, before you turn it off, I think you'll laugh at this. So hold on.
Does this need to be on the recording?
Yeah, then it could be like a blooper.
No, it's just at the end, like things at the end. I want it under an hour. Well, we're just... already...
How'd you do that?
Yeah, that's good.
It's all good. Unless something smashed.
No.
Okay. Whew. TC bumped something.
All that glitters is gold.
All that glitters is gold?
Only shooting stars break the mold.
And the Xander is counting and he is really bad.
Really? This is really bad.
Yeah, no.